Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He's stepped up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady. They finally hit Tom Brady, and Barnett comes up with the football.
Oh, there is that turnover we prayed for.
Hey, let me just, this is on the air, Tom. Tom, how are you? Tom is the master of the sports book here. All right, Tom, good seeing you. Thanks. Tom just walked by. He runs the sports book here at the Borgata. Yeah, he walks by every week, Bill. But anyway, let me get back into the show. Tom walked by just as we went on the air. We played Merrill Reese for a couple of reasons. That call was memorable. There was a lot of calls from the Super Bowl that were memorable. As you're riding with the king this morning, and we're riding right into the Borgata, as we now have started to do again, you know, we're hoping things get better, but they're always good at the Borgata. So we're here at the Borgata, played Merrill Reese, because today we can start the football season. Season hasn't started yet. It starts next Sunday in Atlanta. That was a big play, but there's two reasons that I played that. To wish Merrill Reese a happy birthday. His birthday was September 2nd, born 1763. maybe it was 64, I don't know, 1764. But happy birthday, Merrill. Football season, we're here, we're ready. I can't tell you how many questions. By the way, September 2nd is the date of his birthday, which last week, and I have so many things that on my mind about last week, and we had one of the people here at the Borgata that was here last week and enjoyed it. I had the FedEx driver in my neighborhood say, hey, I listened to the show last week. It was great. It was a 35th anniversary show, the first show on WIP, and it was my first show as the first show on WIP. So it was the 35th anniversary. Then the UPS driver delivered something to me at my home. Hey, I listened to the show last week. That's great. Whenever you do something, you never know who's out there, and you hope people enjoy what you're doing, whether they disagree, whether they're pissed off at me, and there's a lot of people that get pissed off at me. But whatever it is, last week was fun for me too, and I want to thank you. But now we're starting. We're in the 35th year, going to, I guess the next celebration will be 40, but whatever. But September 2nd was also the 10th anniversary of the first show on, when we flipped the switch, we went from 610 to 94.1, and September 2nd was the first show on FM, so it was the 10th anniversary on September 2nd, and that was, I did that first show too. That's his first. So if there becomes another frequency in our lifetime, I hope to do that too. So to keep the streak rolling. But all right, enough of that. But thanks to everybody. Happy birthday, Merle. Double happy anniversaries, 35th, 10th, whatever. But we are going full steam ahead with the football season that starts next week. I can't tell you how many questions I have gotten continually, and especially this week. So what do you think about the Eagles? It's the question of all questions. That's the question I get more. The second question is, and we'll get into this during the show, so when are they going to trade Ben Simmons? My response is, I just hope they get his ass out of here. I don't care if they give him away. And they're better off just giving him away. Daryl Morey, by the way, message to you, you've bleeped this up. You've screwed up. You've overplayed your hand. You misread the value, and I thought you were smarter than that, but apparently you're not, because you've seen him play in the NBA. You know what it is. And we'll get to his teammate, who's got a big mouth. He's got a big mouth. Ben Simmons says nothing. He just shows videos. Joel Embiid just puts out stuff on social media, and he's got to shut up too. But it's the Eagles that is the question continually. And 35 years, you're right, brother. I love these people. Yeah, that's all right. Just keep on listening. Hey, how are you? It's fun. Everybody walks by. And for years, I've been doing shows here, I think, for about 16 years. But anyway, I don't know what the answer to that question is. How are they going to do? I think they're going to win 8 games. And I think 8 games is a good season for this team, because there really are a lot of unknowns. And the biggest unknown is the quarterback. Everybody hopes he does well. Everybody talks about him. And that's the key to almost every team, because the Eagles don't have a dominant defense. You know, when who was at Baltimore 1 year with Trent Dilfer as the quarterback, they had a dominant defense. The Chicago Bears, and I like Jim McMahon, and I know Jim. One of these days I got to get him on the air. Seemed like he was tough on people. We got along fine, but he wasn't a great quarterback. That defense, that's the only thing Buddy Ryan could do is coach defense. As a head coach, he was a moron. May he rest in peace. But the reality is, he should rest in peace. I did wash his feet one time for $2,000 for charity. You know, we would rip each other. But they were fun times. That was part of the 35 years. They were fun times, too. But without a dominant defense, you got to, and the NFL's different now. You've got to score points. And I think the Eagles will score points. But is the quarterback going to do everything he needs to do without making mistakes? Can't turn the ball over. You got to do things. The offensive line, if staying healthy, I think will be good. You kind of wonder about the left side with Toth at the left guard. And Mailata is, what a good guy and a hard worker. And you just hope he's good enough now that it's different. There's a difference to being, well, you know, we'll see how you do because he had to play. Now he has to play. But I don't think he worries about the pressure. He's got such a great attitude towards things, to have fun and to do things. And it is work. And Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, is a terrific coach. And I know he's worked hard with him. But we'll see. But I'm okay with the offensive line. I'm okay with the running backs. Miles Sanders, obviously, health is always important for a team. Miles Sanders is a really good running back. Boston Scott's a really good backup. And after that, the rookie will be interesting on how they use them. But they'll pass a lot more to the running backs, which is going to be fun. And Jalen Hurts, again, it goes back to the quarterback. It really goes back to the quarterback. The defense, if the defensive line plays well, it helps the secondary. You wonder about the safeties. You wonder about make a play. Slay's got to have a better year. And I know he's gotten older, and he's a tough guy, but he's got to have more than one interception this year. I would think he's got to have more than one interception. But the defensive line is the key to that whole thing. And if you get a good rush with a four, without blitzing, with just a four-man pass rush, and you do a few things, you have a few wrinkles in there, who knows? I think Josh Sweat is going to have a really good year. It's a good part of the rotation. Brandon Graham always plays hard, and Hargrave now has got to be a better player. But if they get a pass rush, they could be good there. But how many games are they going to win? I don't know. After the first game, and the Eagles almost have to win the first game. Almost have to win the first game, because then they come home for San Francisco, and they're going to be better this year. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is a fraud, but they don't worry about him. It's their defense, and they're getting, I think they get Bosa. They didn't have Bosa most of the year last year, so they get Bosa back. They're going to be good. So that's a big game. And then they go to Dallas, who I think are frauds, for the Monday night game. And who knows whether Dak, the one-year wonder Prescott, will play, whether he'll be healthy is the point. So I don't know about Dallas, but and it's not really hard to play in Dallas, but again, it's on the road and it's Monday night. Then they come home for Kansas City, and then they go to Carolina and then back with Tampa on a Thursday night. So Carolina is a beatable team, but you'd rather play them at home than on the road. Tampa's my upset of the year because of the games they have before, but we'll get to that. But it's still tough. And then the Chargers are no, they're not chopped liver either with that quarterback, but they play them here. Disadvantage for the Eagles in that game is it's a 4 o'clock game rather than a 1 o'clock game. You want a West Coast team to play at 1. So I can't – an advantage is they don't get on a plane for the last 8 weeks of the season. One of them is a bye week. The fact that you have back-to-back games in New York, I know it's two different teams. It's the Giants and the Jets, but it's hard to win back-to-back up there. And the Jets will be better at that time of the year because Wilson – we'll have more games under his belt as the quarterback. So there's a, but it still is an advantage not to get on a plane for the last 8 weeks. So I don't have an answer to the question. I don't know if you do. We can talk about how many wins you think the Eagles were going to get, the pluses and the minuses. So we'll talk about the Eagles. The Sixers, all I can say, it's a friggin' mess. It's a mess. I think we now know that Glenn Rivers, again, as you know, I've taken away the Doc mantra from him because he has not earned that. He should have never had it. 23 consecutive deciding game playoff losses. Coach has lost the most 3-1 leads in the playoffs. And he lost a 26-point lead in the third quarter at home to Atlanta. And he didn't do it, but he has something to do with it. And Daryl Morey, who's a good guy. They're both good guys. Glenn Rivers and Daryl Morey, both good guys. And I thought Daryl Morey was a smart guy, but he obviously needs a pair of cojones. He made an awful trade at the trade deadline. George Hill, that was going to be the difference. Yeah, right. And he's still stuck with Ben Simmons because Benjamin has no value. No real value. And he overplayed his hand. He made a mistake by overplaying his hand, thinking he's going to have value. He doesn't have value. Let's put it this way, he has little value. Oh, he's very athletic. Well, there's a lot of guys. Everybody comes in the NBA is athletic. If you're not athletic, you're not in the NBA. Guys 6'10 can dribble the ball. Almost everyone 6'10 can dribble the ball. That's not a big deal. He's not a good passer. Because all he does is kick it out when he doesn't want to get fouled going to the bench. Well, you know all his problems. And the demanding of a trade, that's just Rich Paul, just go home. Rich Paul thinks he's a superstar. You know, if he wasn't working for LeBron's company, he'd just be just another agent. And then Joel Embiid steps into the mess. We'll talk about that with his, you all fans got to do better. He tells us how great Ben Simmons is. I mean, don't, because Daryl Morey told you to say that? Come on, man. And I'll break down, you know, the relationship then and now with Joel and Ben Simmons. But Ben Simmons makes it tougher for Joel to play the game in the low post because you don't have to guard Ben Simmons because the stiff won't take a shot from 13 to 15 feet, let alone a three. I don't even care about the threes anymore. I don't care about him anymore. But you can't rip the fans. That will, by the way, will be part of our question. And the Phillies stepped out of that minor league schedule they had after playing that double and triple A Washington national team. And they didn't play a good team, but they played Miami. That's a major league team. And again, it just comes back to bite them. You wonder with that lineup, when Freddie Galvis and Max Verling or whatever his name is, I didn't even know who the guy was 3 weeks ago. Those two guys had four of the six hits. I the Phillies technically are in it. I don't know what your feeling is there, whether you have confidence, you don't, whatever. We'll talk about that. And leading us to our question to win that $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, check them out at DeBruno.com, all their six locations, especially the new one in Wayne, but they're all great. Good or bad relationship, the player in Philadelphia that had a good or bad relationship. You know, there's ones that I probably don't remember. There's plenty of dumb and stupid comments by players, plenty of dumb and stupid comments. So we'll deal with that. And I'll give you the numbers. And Mark Lawrence will be on with us at 9:40 to talk about college football. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata. And it is always fun at the Borgata. We'll get to the phones, right to the phones, after a little short timeout. WIP Sports Time is 8:16. And if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you are making a huge miscake. A melted milkshake, that's a miscake. Crumbly, sticky s'mores, bigger miscake. Or worst miscake of all, you resort to baking. If it's not tasty cake, it's a miscake. Because nothing, I mean nothing, they're all so great, nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet. I grew up on those babies. Or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy kicks. Another staple and the best. They're all terrific. Tasty cake. Except no substitutes. 94, it is WIP. We're at the Borgata. I'm having fun. Are you? Rob, are you having fun?
Lots of fun. Hey, King. Yeah. I'm so glad the Phillies got Freddie Galvis back.
Yeah,
I would rank Freddie as at least the second or third best defensive shortstop in Philly's history. And I go back to Bobby Wine and Ruben Amaro Sr.
Who's your first?
Boa and Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah, okay. You have it in the right order. I agree with that. Larry Boa is the best defensive shortstop. I agree.
I disagree with Joe Girardi's logic in playing Freddie at third and Didi at short in a tight pennant rate. You play the best players in their best position, especially up the middle.
Yeah, yes. I actually, when you think about it, yes. He's still using his computer. I got to take that computer and throw it off the top of that stadium. Freddie, and he did get two hits.
Yeah.
But you got a ground ball pitcher. You got a pitcher, it's not a strikeout guy, and we know that. The phrase is pitching to contact, but he's a ground ball pitcher. They have a lot of those. And their defense, you know, I'm so tired of hearing that Segura's a terrific second baseman. You know, okay, that's a tough play. You know, the ball that got by him when the infield, I guess, was, what, halfway or up. And their first base, Realmuto played first base last night, right? Because now he can't catch anymore because he gets hurt all the time. I shouldn't say anymore. He's going to have to catch. But I like Marshawn. They don't have a good enough defense. And with that pitcher, you've got to make sure your defense is better. So I guess, you know, you're looking. Freddie Galvis used to be a good defensive player. I like Freddie, but he's just not the same guy that I saw
before. Oh, come on.
Before. Now.
I think he's terrific. I think
not
he
now.
Can make all the plays you
not
want.
Not now. Not now. He's not the same. Let's
put
that way.
How old is Freddie?
He's got to be in his 30s, right? He's been around for a while.
I don't think so.
You don't think
so? Okay.
I'll check. 32. He's 32.
All right.
So, but, you know, I like Freddie. But I don't want Didi. But Didi didn't screw things up. I think Didi is done. And they made a mistake, another mistake signing him to a two-year contract. But I'm okay. I'm okay with playing Galvis at short and Torres at third. Obviously, you can't put Alec Bohm out there anywhere anymore.
No.
You can't put him anywhere. You know where you got to put him? You got to put him in the stand somewhere, so you don't have, so you don't think about putting him in the game. That's why the only reason the Phillies are mathematically in this thing is because that division is
so bad.
Yeah, and they're playing some there's some bad teams in baseball, but there's, you know, there's extremes. There's some really bad teams. And there's some really good teams.
Luckily, most of the good teams are out west.
Yeah, and Milwaukee. Good. Now, they got smoked last night. That could be just one of those games. But they are really – I wouldn't be shocked if they went to the World Series. Would not be shocked. So, but – all right, so who is the player good in a good or bad relationship with Philadelphia fans?
Allen Iverson.
Did he ever have a bad relationship? He had a good one, right?
A good one, yeah.
Yeah, he had a good one. Okay, I'll put you in the mix there.
Thanks, Howard.
All right, see you later. All right, hold on. We'll get your info. Thanks, Rob.
Yep.
How do I they put him on hold. Okay. Let's go to Matt. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing today?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
I've heard that before. Yep. So, Howard, I got 2 points I'd like to make, a Phillies and an Eagles point, if I could.
That you've never made on the air before in the – this is your first-time caller, right, Matt?
Yes, Howard, first-time caller, long-time listener.
First time today, let's put it that way, but go ahead.
Howard, this stigma you have of me of constantly calling I don't even know what the radio station is called. I know it's on the FM side. But
okay. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, Howard, my Phillies point. Listen, Bryce Harper, this nonsense about MVP, it's got to stop. Listen, have you had a nice year? Probably the best year he's had in Philadelphia? Absolutely. But nowhere near is he an MVP candidate. Do you agree?
He's fifth or sixth. I would say fifth or sixth. Here's my MVPs. And he's really having a good year, but he's not the MVP. I agree with that. Number one is Tatis, even though they're falling apart. I don't know what's happened to them because they were a good team. Tatis, I think Freddie Freeman is second. Larry Anderson the other night on the radio said, who was it, Austin Riley? He thinks he's the MVP. I think he's got 30 home runs now. I mean, they got... That team's loaded with MVP candidates. Albies has had a great year. He's got well over 80 RBIs. And then after that, Votto. And then after that, I didn't even think about Muncy. What a year he's having for the Dodgers. Yep. Now, they have a lot of good players on that team, so that covers that up. But then, you know, then Bryce Harper kind of comes in after that. But he's having a very good year. But he's not, you're right, he's not the MVP. You know, to say you're an MVP candidate is everybody's an MVP candidate. Zach Wheeler was an MVP candidate.
Now he's blowing oil all over the place.
Yeah, he might be getting a little tired. I don't know.
Yeah. So, listen, the Phillies are going to, like it or not, the Phillies are going to keep us into this thing to the end, and they probably won't make the playoffs. But you're right, the division they play in is horrible. Their schedule is soft going down the stretch. They are going to be in this to the end, but they'll probably eventually break our hearts like they usually do. So that's how I feel about the Phillies.
All right, what do you want to say about the Eagles?
Howard, I believe there's a pathway to 13 wins this season. I don't know necessarily if they're going to win 13 games, but there's a way to 13 wins if you really look at the schedule.
Is there a drug on the shelf that you're taking that's creating this?
No, Howard, I'm not saying that they're going to win 13. I just would not be surprised if they did.
Well, it's like,
you know what I mean?
It's like doing, it's like a fish flopping around. You're just flopping around. I mean,
well,
it's,
no, how
they're not
going to
win
13.
I'll tell you what, if they win 13 games, not only will I Philadelphia's flooded, so I can't do that now. But I would be good in my underwear. I'll run around the Borgata here in my underwear.
Okay, Howard, we got a deal. We got a gentleman's bet. Okay.
Okay. All right, Matt. All right, get
and
out
I'll
here.
Donate whatever I want to your charities. All
okay.
right.
Okay.
Whatever you tell me to donate. Okay.
You got it. All right. Sure. See you later. Bye. Oh my gosh, was that? Yeah, I thought. I gotta figure that out.
Howard.
All right, Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing today, my man?
Another day in paradise. I've never had a bad day in my life. Come on, man, you know that.
All right. And that guy, I wasn't going to bring up Bryce Harper, but that guy brought up Bryce Harper, and you said it, and he said he's having a good year. He's having a good 6 weeks. His April, May, June, and first half of July, he couldn't even make the All-Star team.
Yeah, he was hurt a little bit, but, you know, you look at the numbers, he's not Dominic Brand, who had 5 weeks. But yeah. He's having a good year. But let's not debate that. He's having a good year, but he's not the MVP.
No, he's not.
He's higher than fifth in the voting, in my opinion. And he's having a good year, but there's some guys out there that really are having great years.
Ben Simmons is a jackass. I mean, I hope he doesn't show up. I hope they don't pay him. And I hope they send him to Toronto or Minnesota so he can see how nice the weather is up there in the winter. He is a disgrace to the Sixers, to the fans, to his fellow players, and he's not that great of a player. Yeah, he plays defense, he dribbles the ball, but the fundamental thing of a basketball player to do is to what, Howard? Shoot the ball.
Especially in today's NBA. I never say I told you so, but I told you so, and for years now, how long have I been saying, you people are wrong? He's not a generational player.
Oh,
he's
God,
not a
not
great player. He's not an all-star. He's none of those things. He's none. The all-star game was choose up sides, and LeBron got him on the team because his company represents Ben Simmons.
Yep.
So I would assume there's a bonus in there for him. Because, Ben, here's Ben Simmons. Let me just give you the four things he loves, all right? Himself, and money. And you can put anyone number one and any others two, three, and four. That's what he loves.
You might want to throw women in there too, Howard.
No, he doesn't care. But the only women he gets are celebrity women because he loves himself and he's trying to impress people.
Yeah.
That's it. He must have a mirror every inch of his house so he can look at himself all the time without a shirt on.
Hey, I asked Kyle to see if he could find a clip from Thursday. I don't remember exactly what your boy Butch from Manning said, come back on the air on Friday.
My boy.
And he had to apologize for what he said on Thursday.
There was a flood in Manning. Butch is a moron, an idiot, and a dope. All right, let's get that out of the way. He's a total, total, total waste of time. He's a fraud. That is correct. And you said it. I was going to say it. He wanted to sell pretzels.
Yeah.
He got pretzels to sell them in Manayunk for the people that couldn't get in their homes because they were flooded out in Manayunk. Are you kidding me? We know it's selfish. And just to say something, you know, take your pretzels and shove them. You know, if I'm down there, you know what? I'd grab those pretzels and throw them in the flood. That's what I would do with his pretzels. That was just so rude and so unfair to the people that are flooded out of their homes, the businesses that are flooded. Are you kidding me?
He made light of it.
Yeah, I know. It's just in him. He always tries to be the center of attention when the pandemic crew, all of a sudden he joins in and he thought he should have been part of the bobblehead. Butch, just shut the hell up, will you? Just go, ride your bike and go somewhere. Ride it into the flood.
Hey, I'm still not eligible to win because I won your prize a month or so ago. But how about for who for what, Ricky Waters?
Yeah, I can't tell whether the people, you know, that was a stupid comment, but did he have a good or bad relationship with the fans because he was a good player.
He was a good player.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my winner, but I appreciate the effort. Hey, Dennis, have a great day. Let's go to Warren. Warren, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure, Warren.
I wanted to talk about Daryl Morey's conundrum, kind of caught in the middle between the Sixers organization and the fans, where, you know, he kind of can't talk himself, you know, to make Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid any better than they blow themselves up every time they post a video or open their mouth.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's horrible.
Joel Embiid is, let me first say, he really is a terrific player. You know, he can't play 40 minutes a game. He's gassed a lot of times in the fourth quarter. He's hurt too much. But as far as a player, he really is a terrific player. And deep down, I think he's a nice guy. But I think he's a little bit of a fraud, too. When he posts something, you all fans got to be better. That's ridiculous. They supported this team through failure after failure after failure after failure. They've gotten only past the first round, and that's it in the playoffs. Failures. They've had a lot of failures. And then here's the other thing that I'm really disappointed. I'll say disappointed. I can't be mad at him. It's his choice. He has a meniscus injury. Meniscus injury is not a serious surgery. I call it a procedure. It's surgery, whatever. Anytime you go into somebody's body, I guess it's called surgery. But a meniscus never gets better. It doesn't heal. He should have had surgery. But he should have had the surgery. But I was told he just didn't want to screw up his summer. Now, this year, if there's some swelling and there's a problem, and we're going to say, why didn't you have the surgery? And he said, well, I didn't really need it. Now, the team can't force him to have it. They can only recommend it. I've talked to multiple doctors, not the Sixers doctors, because they're not allowed to talk about it. I understand that. But multiple doctors said, should have had the surgery. And then, now that he's got his contract, he doesn't have to worry about having the surgery during the season because he's got his new $196 million, which puts it up to $252 million. I mean, it's a joke.
These max contracts are terrible. They're just awful.
But he should have the responsibility, if he's doing everything for the team, to do the best for the team, and the best for the team is for you to be healthy. I don't think he's going to average 60 games a year for the entire 6 years left on that contract. I don't think Daryl Morey will be here at the end of that 6 years. I don't think Glenn Rivers will be here at the end of the 6 years. They gave it a pass. Like, okay, so you screw up the team with the cap, you screw up the team with the cap.
I don't think that this process is going to be over until both Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are no longer Sixers.
Well, the process was a failure.
The process, to me, not only was it a failure, it hasn't even ended yet, because these two are making the city and the fans more upset every day they're here.
It's just two guys. Well, first of all, the Sixers only have one star, and that's Joel Embiid. But he's got to just be quiet. Don't press send. That's all I can advise Joel Embiid. Don't press send. Do not press send.
If I could, Howard, the other problem with Embiid is the other all-star players don't seem to want to come to Philadelphia to be a teammate of his, whereas the Nets and the Lakers and the other teams, the LeBron fraud team, and they're able to bring their friends in and build championship teams. But
well, I'll ask you this.
Come here.
Let me ask you this. Does Joel have a lot of, other than Jimmy Butler, and he wanted to get out of here because of Simmons, does Joel have a lot of friends since he rips them all after the games in his news conferences
he blows
and on Twitter?
Up with his social media.
Yep, that's exactly right. All right. Hey, Warren, who is your best or worst relationship with Philadelphia fans by a player?
Best or worst? There's a lot of bad ones.
Pick one.
I'm going to go with Joe Girardi since he seems to be the topic du jour.
Yeah, but I think people question whether he's a good manager, but I don't think he's got a bad relationship because he is a nice guy. But he's a nice guy. Questionable decisions, but I appreciate your call.
Decision.
Thanks, Warren. Have a great day. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I've got from the sports book here at the Borgata the odds on the Eagles winning the championship. I got to say they're not the highest by any stretch of the imagination, but they're high. And where they rank on the odds to win the conference, not the division, but it kind of you know, it leads to that. I've got them. I'll have them when we come back. And I want to just want to talk about Philadelphia when we come back. I feel so bad for the people there for a lot of reasons. I really feel bad for you with what, and you know, you can't do anything about a storm, but you can do something about something else. And we'll deal with that. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, and we're having a good time. Bill, you having a good time?
Great time.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure Bill's having a good time, too. Because we worry about Bill, because Ava would bitch if he didn't have a good time. So, all right. WIP Sports Time is now 8:40. All right, here's what's happening at Borgata. You're only miles away from your happy place, and it is a happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants. Sensational. Exciting bars and live music. Plenty of it. Big name entertainment and a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa is giving you more, 10 times more. Earn 10 times slot dollars every Sunday in September by playing slots with your M Life Rewards card between noon and 8 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to win big, really big, on the hottest casino floor in Atlantic City and earn 10 times slot dollars every Sunday in September at Borgata. Your happy place. It is a happy place. It's going to be 10 times happier. Visit theborgata.com for more details. 94 WIP. Hey, I just, you know, when I saw the storm and I saw the problems and then the tornado over in Mullica Hill and the golf course I'm a member of, Commonwealth National out in Horsham, the last five holes you can't play because there's a tornado. It went through the golf course and there's lights and wires down out there. Nobody got hurt. And that's nice. But Philadelphia is, I just can't believe a major city like Philadelphia doesn't have the proper infrastructure to get the flooding off a major artery like the Vine Street Expressway, 676. I don't get it. I don't get it. Is the infrastructure of the drainage or what's the problem? And then I saw the, I didn't even know who this guy was. The fire commissioner was on CNN yesterday. He says it's going to take months to clean this up. Man, I feel bad for you people that are caught in the middle of it. I feel bad because the mayor is an idiot. Jim Kenney is the worst mayor of my lifetime. Number one, he was asked the day of the storm why the kids went to school and you didn't close schools, and he threw the school superintendent under the bus. Ask him. You're the mayor, you nitwit. It's just, you know, and I shouldn't call him names, but I do not respect his leadership. And then the Welcome America concert. I mean, that's really a big event for Philadelphia, and I get it. It's going to go on, and he was asked, why you're putting it on. Well, we need a little fun here. And what was his other comment, Bill?
Beyonce's coming.
Oh, Beyonce's coming. Well, what does that have to do with it? That's great, and it's put on by Jay-Z. But if the Vine Street extension is still screwed up, some people are going to have trouble getting there, and some people are going to, it's going to create all kinds of problems. You know, it's unfortunate, and it's a really nice event, and Jay-Z, I'm sure, does a terrific job, but it's not the time. When you hear the fire commissioner say it's going to take months, and then you're building a stage for, you're doing that before you're taking care of the other things in the city, that's just not right. The leadership of this mayor is a disgrace, an absolute disgrace. And I'm just sorry that I didn't run. You know, I don't have to know anything about politics, but I'd be better than him because I'd have people around me and I'd listen to the people around me. But all right, enough about, you know, I'm not a fan of Jim Kenney because I think he's a horrible, horrible mayor. And I feel bad. I feel bad for you residents of Philadelphia, but hang in there, and hopefully it gets better sooner rather than later. I feel for you. I really do. All right, let's go. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Paul. You're on WIP.
Howard, you were talking about Jalen being one of the biggest questions you get asked. What about the head coach? How do you assess that?
I don't know yet. I think, here, let me tell you what I think about Nick Sirianni. I think he's a really good guy. I know he's a really good guy because a lot of people that work for the organization have told me that, and I found that out. I think he's a sharp guy. I think he knows offense. But game situations are totally different than anything that he's done right now. Now, in the preseason, it's different. It's different in the preseason. There's not the pressure to make sure, and you had backup players for most of the games. So I don't know. I don't know how he's going to respond to situations in game situations. His assistant coaches have terrific energy. Jonathan Gannon, JG, as he likes to be called, I think has terrific energy, and he's got great respect around the NFL and the defensive coordinator. I think the coaches right now are fine, but let's see what happens when they play a game. That's the best. It's the best I can tell you.
Yeah, I just, you know, to me, it's a bigger question than Jalen, in my opinion.
No, I don't think so, because the players win and lose. The players win and lose, and I think, as a coach, I will say this: I think he knows, because some coaches, and people are going to hate me for this. I actually got along with Chip Kelly. I thought as a person, he was different, but he was fine with me, and he's not a bad guy. But as an NFL coach, he was not very good because he wanted to run the offense that he wanted to run that was best for him and not best for the players. But that's not what Nick Sirianni's going to do. He's going to run an offense that doesn't put Jalen Hurts in situations where he knows he could have trouble having success. So it really comes down, it comes down to the players. And I think the biggest question still has to be the quarterback, because we don't know from these scrimmages are a joke. They're a joke to determine how good or bad when the quarterback knows he can't get hit and there's no tackling. So,
yeah, but we had the sample last year of the four games. So, I mean, we have something, whereas with the
coaches, we do.
We got no sample of him at all.
Yeah, well, no. He needed more. That's the one thing that I think was a mistake. I think he needed more reps. But we'll see. We'll see. So who is your athlete that's had a good or bad relationship with Philadelphia fans?
Are we allowed to say Ben Simmons with the bad relationship?
Yeah, but I already took him out of the mix.
Okay,
we know,
all right. Then I'll go with Chase Utley as the best.
Okay, that's actually a good one. He really didn't talk much while he was with the Phillies, but that's amazing.
It's a good move for an athlete.
Yeah, well,
talk less,
yeah,
perform
sometime,
more.
Sometimes you got to say something. But we'll put Chase Utley in the mix there. All right, Paul.
Thanks,
hold
Howard.
On. All right, take care. Let's go to, there we go. Let's go to Leon. Leon, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How's you doing today, bud?
Never had a bad day in my life. And how can it be bad? I'm sitting here at the Borgata. How can it be bad?
You know, I was actually in Atlantic City about a year ago, and I didn't get a chance to go to the Borgata. But, you know, I wanted to go because I always hear it on WIP, and, like, I know it's a beautiful hotel because I've seen it at night, and it's just amazing. So, fortunately, I never got a chance to go, but I can only imagine that you're living the life right now.
Well, I live the life when I'm walking around doing my 14 miles a day. I'm living the life because I'm healthy, so mm-hmm. I'm living a good life. Hey, you know, things are tough in life, but every once in a while it's nice to have a relaxation. So I come here on Friday, do the show on Saturday, and I enjoy it every time I come here.
Lucky you. So real quick, I just wanted to get your thoughts, because I'm going to be real with you, Howard. Every day I woke up this week, I can't help but to think about the Bishop Sycamore incident that occurred last weekend. Like, it's just crazy, you know.
Okay, now explain that to me. Are you calling from Dallas? Is it something outside of Philadelphia?
No, well, okay, so what it was last week on ESPN, they held a high school coverage game. Which
oh,
was
okay. It's the fraudulent. ESPN's a joke anyway. Let me just lay this right out. Their shows are a joke. I'll tell you, the 30 for 30s, I don't even know if they're produced by ESPN, but that's the best thing on ESPN. The 30 for 30s. They are really good. Outside of that, it's garbage. It really is garbage. And to put a game on and not check that it wasn't really a high school football team and to broadcast that game is a disgrace. And they haven't been criticized enough. I just, there's nobody to criticize. Who's going to criticize them other than
us?
And yeah, are they going to criticize themselves other than an apology? Give me a break. You know, you got a bunch of talking heads who just be once they're on TV, they become big mouths just to say crap. And every day, the same crap said differently. It has turned into a joke. ESPN at one time was important for us if we were sports fans, but now it's turned into a joke, and that. Yeah. That's insulting. To do that, I just there's nothing you can do. It is horrible what they did. And it's 58 stupid.
58-0. No excuses. And actually, Trey Thomas, Eagles Hall of Fame lineman, he's actually the offensive line coach for the other school that blew him out, which I just figured out last night. So it's, you know, this is a whole crazy story. But I really wanted to call and talk to you about the Sixers, you know, Benjamin, and, you know, Howard, you were right. You know, when your time comes for you to, you know, be off the air, like, there'll be a lot of things we can say about Howard Eskin, and one of them will be the Ben Simmons takes, you know, from the day one. And, you know, I kind of don't like how now Rich Paul and this agency is now getting involved, you know. To me, Howard, they're bad for business, the whole Clutch Sports stuff. Like, I cannot stand them guys because they're now influencing, you know, where their stars go. And I don't know. I feel as like if we're going to trade Ben, that's cool, but we can't give up Maxie.
Now the agent kind of backed off that through feeding sources. But here's what I'll tell you. If Ben Simmons doesn't show up, he can get fined for camp, but when he gets traded, they'll rescind the fines. But if he doesn't show up for the season, he loses money, and he loves money. He loves money. So I don't think that's going to happen. But if he doesn't show up, they are better off with nothing and not having him on the floor. And you can't tell me that I'm wrong. At least you'll have a guard that can play the point guard position. At least you'll have players that really can do everything in the game. You'll have a guard that can handle. You'll have a guard that can shoot it. You'll have a guard that can dribble. You'll have a guard that will be better for the team, that will prevent double teams in the low post for Joel Embiid. They will be better off if he just sits his ass at his $17.5 million home in California with his three pools, his three kitchens, and mirrors in every room of the house so he can look at himself and see how beautiful he is.
You know, you kind of said it perfectly. And if he does go something, and when he does get, you know, traded, I kind of hate to say this, but, you know, I just hope that, you know, he kind of just turns into like a bust or just a bad player. Because obviously, look, if you look at the stats, they're already kind of on the way down.
Well,
you can make the case.
Why would he do anything else?
You're right. So I'm just saying, like, I hope, you know, he pretty much plummets at this point from being a number one overall pick, the one to get traded, to just, you know, pretty much just being like a bust. Because you're right. If you don't shoot, then I don't care.
You know, once a guy's gone, I really don't care. We'll follow him, but I don't care. Hey, Leon,
I appreciate
the call.
Appreciate it. Oh, and a player I have, I guess I could say Russell Westbrook. I mean, I know I might not win, but I suppose that's a good answer because we can't stand that guy.
Yeah, but, he's an out-of-town. I wouldn't take him. But thanks for the call. You know, I just saw something here at the Borgata, and I'm not identifying any person. The scenery sometimes at the Borgata is pretty good, right? Did you notice what I noticed, Bill? You know, Ava won't yell at you. The woman with the six-inch heels, the red six-inch heels, the tight skirt, going to breakfast. Are you catching that there, Bill? Yeah. With the top, you know, it's just, you know, kind of like a sort of top, like halfway up. going to breakfast. I get out. I have no problem with it. Pulling down that tight skirt, black and red. Nothing better than those two colors together to accentuate a lot of different things. But it was the heels I noticed first. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. 215-592-9494. Oh, my gosh. What do you think the Eagles' record's going to be this year? And, you know, somebody's saying 13 wins. That's just lunacy. He's just on bad drugs. Stop with the Giants. Stop with the Giants. Giants suck. Daniel Jones sucks. I want to give you the odds when we come back of where the Eagles rank odds-wise to win the conference. WIP Sports Time is 8:58. Hey, what makes Philadelphia great is that we have so many family businesses, multi-generational businesses, and family food businesses. It really sets them apart and adds to the flavor of this city. One of my favorites, and they are terrific, whether it's food in the store, whether it's catering, the Bruno Brothers, who's been part of the fabric of Philadelphia since 1939. Stock up, Labor Day weekend, you still got a few days left, and you cannot go wrong with the food at the Bruno Brothers. For your get-togethers, soak up the last of summer with all the good stuff from the Bruno Brothers, like cheese, charcuterie, grilling snacks, and antipasto. Enjoy the time with friends and family. Make everyone happy with a DeBruno Brothers pickup. DeBruno Brothers is a great place to stock up and easy weeknight dinners as the kids go back to school. You can grab a delicious rotisserie chicken or a chef-prepared meal ready to heat and enjoy. And don't forget about all the stuff for the kids' lunches, like deli meats and cheeses, sandwich ingredients and snacks galore. They have it all. Six stores. Catering is terrific. Just had a catered meal by them from the PNC Group. And online shopping, they can do that too. I'm proud to see this local business continue to serve our city delicious foods and our community the continuing support it needs. That's DeBruno.com. 94 WIP here at the Borgata. And Eagles, we are a week and a day away from the first game of the season. Interesting game. I don't like the number. 3.5 doesn't seem like an Eagles number. The total's high. It's 48. So a lot of New York fans here. Go Giants. And then you look at the odds to win the conference, and the Eagles are the longest odds to win the conference, but we'll get into that. How many games do you think they are going to win? How many games? And the Phillies, I don't even know. Yeah, they're going to be in it till the end because of the bad teams in baseball, and they're just an average team. That's all they are. And I don't know if making the playoffs is just good enough anymore. And you know, how far can they go? How about the Giants coming back and winning that game against the Dodgers in a tough game? That's a big game. That's a big game for the Giants. They're a good team. Milwaukee's a good team. The Dodgers are a good team. I think Cincinnati, but they're struggling right now too. Maybe they're feeling the pressure. They can hit. Well, they haven't hit enough. The Sixers are a joke, a mess. The fact that they laid off / fired 17 people 2 days after they signed Embiid to a $196 million contract is insulting and disgraceful, especially to an employee that's been there for 33 years. Joke. It's a joke. But the team's a mess. Daryl Morey is a mess because he overplayed his hand, and now he's stuck. He's stuck with a guy that has no chance of success here in Philadelphia. A friend of mine sent me, and it's on YouTube, and I tweeted it out this week, sent me a question and answer after one of the playoff failures. I guess it was 2 or 3 years ago. And just listen to how dismissive, and this is just a part of it. It's on my Twitter if you want to look at it. How dismissive Ben Simmons is when I asked a simple question. Go ahead, Kyle.
You took five shots last night. Do you think in this situation with this team and who you are, you need more than five shots and some of them have to be from the perimeter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that. Yeah. That's who he is. That's how dismissive he is. He's a joke. And he's a fraud. And he's so overrated. Maybe the most overrated player in Philadelphia sports because his rating was so high. You know, there's other guys that have been overrated. But he was thought to be so great. One host on the station thought he was a Hall of Famer. I almost wanted to choke when I heard that. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Hal, you might not notice, but I was a huge proponent of his when he was coming out of college. I didn't see or notice that he didn't like to shoot from the outside so much.
What did he do in college?
I'll tell you, dude, listen, watch yourself because you're going to get yourself in trouble here because the guy you respect the most in basketball said when he seen him in college, that is the most gifted player I have ever seen. And that was one, Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown's an idiot.
I know you hold him in high regard, brother.
No, I don't.
It was Larry.
Hubie Brown.
It was Larry Brown. It wasn't Hubie. It was Larry Brown.
Okay, yes. I thought you said
I knew it was somebody you held in high regard.
Yeah, Larry says nice things about everybody. Yeah.
You're the only one, Howard. The guy is a gifted athlete. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, he is, huh? Okay. Yeah.
Howard, if you don't... But see, I remember, brother, I told you I watched you play basketball. Listen to me. If you don't recognize that this guy does things at his height that nobody else at
okay, what does he do at his height that nobody else does?
Drives to the basket.
Okay.
Breaks down a defender.
Okay. Have you seen some of the guys that have come out of college this year? 18, 19 year old.
Other guys aren't good.
Have you seen Luka Doncic? Have you seen Luka Doncic?
I said he's the best at it.
No,
I didn't say there's not other players can do it. He's the best at it.
No, he's not because he doesn't go to the basket because he's afraid to get fouled.
He doesn't go enough. I know that.
Don't tell me he's the best to the basket because he's not.
Going to the
Jim,
basket.
You're dope.
I said breaking
you're
a the
dope.
Defender
Just
down.
Make that comment. You're a dope. You're a dope.
Okay, let's go, Howard. Here we go. The gloves are off. Howard, are you sure you never had a bad day in your life?
I've had bad moments, not bad days.
All right. Now, remember, Howard, when you were splashed all over media? I'm not going to get too into it because I don't want to embarrass you too much. And then, what's the name? The morning show asked you, was yesterday a bad day? What was your answer to that?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, okay. You know, you kind of admitted that wasn't a good day.
It wasn't
anyway,
a good day. I know I've had bad moments, but as long as you have more good hours than bad hours, it's a good
day. I know. You explained it to me before. That's fine. I do have somebody in the end who's revered in this town, and you'll totally agree with me with that. But I want to go to the Phillies now for you. The Phillies, brother, are what's the name? Want to be there to the end because they're a resilient team. And I don't care about that loss yesterday. They're going to come back and probably win today. That's the way the season's going for them. I know they're in a bad division.
Okay, in the month of August, what teams that were good did they beat?
Yeah, Howard, did they play the good teams in the beginning of the year, and are they still there? I don't care.
They were a 500 team for most of the year. They were a 500 team. August was their best month.
Are they still there?
Well, but everybody, I already identified that the division is bad, and they'll be in until the end.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
Okay, so that's why they're still there. Jim, you are not.
They're going to be there now.
You are not making yourself sound anything close to sharp and smart today, Jim.
You know what? I value your opinion a little bit with sports, but not a whole lot. So don't worry about it. You're making me feel bad. You're making me having a bad day, Howard. That's for sure. I'll correct you when I get to my most revered guy. And if you don't pick him as the winner, then I don't think you know anything about basketball. Because I'm going to pick Dr. J. And he's not only revered in this town, he was revered in basketball. Not only revered, he carried the league until Magic and what's-his-name got in here, Larry Bird. And much to our what's-his-name, joy, he actually even got in a fight with Larry Bird because we all hated
Larry
Bird.
That's a really good one.
He still does.
Jim, that's a really good one. All right, hold on.
All right, brother.
Oh, nitwit. All right, let's go to Jerry. You're on WIP.
I love when you say nitwit, moron. Hey, Howard. Hello?
Yes.
Eagles. I'm more optimistic about the Eagles than the everyone went back on the Phillies bandwagon. I just
okay.
You know,
so how many wins? How many wins are the Eagles going to get this year?
Oh, that's even though I'm optimistic, that's a toughie. If everything goes right, I'm saying 9. If everything goes right, I mean, I know it's we don't know the quarterback, who the coach is, and all, but
the quarterback's got to have a good year. Got to have a good, and we don't know that yet. You know, we can all hope, and I get it, and I understand, and he's got some really good skills. But we don't know that yet. We just don't know because we haven't really seen him in game situations this year. We did last year, and they were 1-3 in the games that he started. So
I
don't know.
I think if
but that's not fair either because he didn't have any camp.
Yeah. I think if he just plays average to above average and the lines stay healthy, I think we'll have a winning season.
Okay.
But again, it's all hope. And then,
all right, so who's your most revered or despised player?
Well, it's a tough one. I'm going to ask you. I got a great revered player, but then I got one out of the box, if allowed, that was the most revered and now the most hated, and I just burned his jersey. But so I don't know if I can do that, or I'll just go to my, you know, that screws up your game, or I'll just go to my most revered.
Go ahead.
I can do that?
Well, if they're both, that's not bad either.
Okay, well, Wentz was the most revered, and I just burned his jersey, and I think now he's hated here and in Indianapolis.
What he's done in Indianapolis is wrong. He's got to give. Don't tell me that it's a family decision not getting the vaccine. You know, every real information on the vaccines shows it's positive. It's good for you. I don't get it. I don't get it, and that's a mistake. But that wouldn't be a winner for me. I was actually, when you said that, I'm thinking of somebody, and we'll see if we come up with it. But I appreciate the call, Jerry. Have a great day. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, man.
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Before I get into my little this clown Carson Wentz, something I want to say, I wanted to thank you for something you said last week during your your anniversary celebration type deal. Right. And it's you had said a name I had not heard in a long time, and it reminded me so much of my grandma that I miss. And it was a guy that was on the radio named Ken Garland.
Yeah, Ken Garland was, he was the morning show before we went all sports. Now, when I did a show, we weren't all sports. I started, and then they filled in with other shows. And then about, I guess probably about 13, 14 months later, we went all sports. But Ken Garland, yes, he was the guy doing the morning show. Merle Reese did sports on that morning show.
Yeah,
and they were
crazy.
A very, very well, WIP was a well-recognized news source, too. Very good at covering news.
You got to understand, my early memories are just like being around my grandmom a lot. She loved to listen to the radio.
Yeah, well, people don't remember Ken Garland, but he was the morning show guy.
Yeah,
and a guy that I used to watch on TV and ran Popeye cartoons. A guy named Bill Weber.
Wee Willie Weber, exactly.
Yeah, Wee Willie Weber.
And it's funny because, like I said, when I think about my grandma, these great memories of when it was Ken Garland, she had three favorite radio people.
Yeah, I'm glad that made you happy, but most people don't know who he is. But
yeah, Don Cannon, and then George Michaels was the first time I ever heard your name.
Yeah, well, George Michael, I did a segment on his Sports Machine national show, but
he was a disc jockey.
I know, I've spun records for him. I know, I did it all.
That's crazy. I did not realize
45s
that,
is people. There's people, the millennials don't even know what a 45 is.
Yeah, and y'all sitting there playing Gypsy, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher.
All right, you wanted to talk about the Eagles and Wentz and all that.
Yeah, with the whole Wentz thing, I'm sitting there like, I think I burned up all my anger against this dude last year, but I just hope that he can stop being a clown long enough to help us get this number one pick. That's all I want him to do.
Yeah, well, he's got
to
stay healthy.
Screw that up.
Yeah, he's got to stay healthy to do that. So who's the most revered or despised? The guy that had a relationship with the fans.
To me, it's Brian Dawkins. He loved.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. Okay, hold on. We'll put you in the mix, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. 215-592-9494. All right, where are these odds? All right, I'm going to put it right in front of me when we come back. The odds, and Mark Lawrence is going to join us. Pretty big slate of college football. We'll deal with that at 9:40, but I'll give you the odds and we'll get back to your calls at 215-592-9494. And the contest for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, check them out at DeBruno.com. All their six doors, their catering, and that beautiful new store in Wayne. WIP Sports Time is now 9:18. Hey, if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you are making a huge miscake. A melted milkshake miscake, crumbly, sticky s'mores, bigger miscake, or worst miscake of all, you resort to baking. If it's not tasty cake, it's a miscake, because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or a rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. They're all, everything's so good. Tasty cake, except no substitutes. So many nice people here at the Borgata. There's some nice people that brought us some Danish. Borgata takes care of us. We can have a catered meal here this morning. We really did well this morning. But nonetheless, all right, let me give you the odds. To win from the Borgata Race and Sportsbook, the odds to win the conference, each individual conference, the conference that they're in. So I just looked at teams in the Eagles division to show you where they rank in the division to win the conference. The Washington football team is 18-1. The best favorite, which means nothing, the Dallas Cowboys, that always find a way to lose, are 14-1. Just got these odds today. The New York Giants are 35-1. And to win the conference, the Eagles are 66-1 here at the Borgata Sportsbook, which obviously means they're not any. Depending on how you read the odds, they're considered by the odds makers the worst team in the division, which I don't believe they are. But we'll see. We'll see how that all plays out. Another thing I want to mention before I go back to the phones, and I posted it on my Twitter. We're coming down to the end of the fundraising for the Eagles Autism Foundation. We have a radiothon at WIP next week to raise money for that. The challenge, the Autism Challenge, which is the bike ride, I raise money. And what I've posted, and you can put things up there, is I will have, after one of my Borgata shows, I will have breakfast with you and your guest, me, you and your guest, or lunch, breakfast slash lunch, because I get off at 10 o'clock, for people can bid on it. I'm trying to just raise a little more money as we come down the home stretch. You can go to my Twitter. It's on Facebook, but so either place. And tell me what you would bid, and then I'll be in touch with you to tell you where you stand on the bids. I'm just trying to raise money for a great cause and to help a lot of people. So, again, you'll see the time. And you can just donate anyway. You'll see the timeline on my Twitter. You'll see it on my Twitter. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Darnell. Darnell, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, Howard? Hey, real quick, Howard.
Yeah.
I was okay with the Tasty Cake commercial.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that cakes are better than mine. All right.
Well, but I don't know. I haven't tasted your cakes.
Listen, I congratulate you and your son. You know, it's really good to hear the love relationship you guys have, and, you know, the respect y'all have for each other. Yeah, I heard them on the day show, the morning show. You know, and I heard you talking about him on Saturday, you know, the banter back and forth. That's great to see. Not only that, we're looking at, you know, a father and son success story, you know. So I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. And he's gonna do well in New York as he
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, listen, I heard you on Angelo's show talking about the Eagles, the Phillies, and Ben. Real quick, though, with the Ben situation, I blame the league for that kind of nonsense. I really do. Also, with his manager, not manager, you know what I mean. The,
agent.
His agent, yeah.
Yep.
You know, they're given too much power and leeway to, you know, to manipulate the league. And you know, it's wrong, and they need to do something about it. They need to fix it.
Yeah, and no kidding.
And the other thing is this. Now, I know that perhaps it wasn't true about the Maxi, you know, being pulled.
Well, it was at first, and then the agent. If I'm Tyrese Maxey, I fire the guy immediately.
You're not my agent.
You don't dictate that and using it as leverage for something else. It's a joke.
Right, but is it true that he had some appearances to do in the area and they were canceled? Is that true?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, that's what was reported. And I'm saying that a player should have integrity.
And, well, yeah, you know, we know that. All right, so
you know what I mean? So
I hear you. All right, who's your most revered or there's one guy that fits both
for
sides.
Philadelphia for a period of time. Smoking Joe Frazier.
He was revered. He goes back too far for a lot of people, but I appreciate the call, Darnell. I'll tell you, there's one guy that I think that was both. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, good morning. Happy anniversary, a week late.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm still celerating the 35th year, whether it's a week late or not, but I appreciate it.
I've been listening to you since grade school in the back of my dad's car. So.
Yeah, that's good.
I wanted to talk about Daryl Morey, Howard. I heard his interview, I'd say, a month or so ago on the radio station, and I was telling your producer, I don't know how everybody talks about how smart and great of a general manager he is.
I know.
He sounded like, I'll steal your word, a dope. I mean, it sounded like some regular dude talking sports at the bar. I mean, I'm disappointed. And I think proof is in the pudding. He obviously has screwed this whole situation up. So I think what I heard on the radio a month or so ago is actually true. He's clueless.
Well, he's a smart guy, but he's not done it. He left Houston in a shambles. So I don't know what success he had there, but he was respected. I'm not sure. You know, I didn't follow Houston that much, but he's just. And then he's on social media. He posts a picture the other day. He's in the middle of in this mess between Simmons and Embiid of two basketball courts underwater. No hoops today. Really? Do I want to see that from the general manager of the Sixers who's got other issues? No hoops today. Hey, listen, no trade today either, genius.
It seems like the Houston situation is a bad omen for the Sixers. Isn't that where Hinkie came from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He worked. Hinkie worked under him.
Yeah. And, so that's a mess. But I don't know. But anyway, Howard, I just wanted to call. I've been sitting on that for a couple of months. I just wanted to call.
Okay.
And say
so
that,
who's your most respected, good and bad relationship?
Well, a good relationship, I think, and I feel like it's a no-brainer, is Larry Boa. We gave up our season tickets with the Phillies the day he was fired. Yeah, I just feel like he has such a connection with this city.
Yeah, he did. You know, he used to get on people, too. Because he was a terrific player. That won't win, Jim, but I do appreciate the call. Thanks. And the effort. James, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, King, I've been listening to you since you was on TV, Fox 29, and Channel 3 or 10, I forgot which one it was.
I was on both of them.
I'm 56. I've been listening to you for years. And
it's a good thing.
You are the most realest sports person in this city.
Well, I'm keeping it real all the time.
I want to ask you a question, King. If other businesses can sue a person for breach of contract, why the NBA can't sue their players for breach of contract?
Because he hasn't breached the contract yet because he hasn't done anything, and they fine him.
Right,
I mean, if he doesn't show up for camp, he can get fined.
But
he doesn't show up for the season, he'll have his game check taken away.
Okay, because I'm saying like
no, it's just the problem with the NBA is the players run the league, but you still, if he doesn't show up, you don't pay him, and they can do that.
Well, my most revered athlete, I have three people, but I'm gonna give you what I think is the top one.
Go ahead.
I think Bernard Hopkins.
Yeah, he's good. But he won't beat the other guy. I mean, he's good. He's a funny guy, and I've had disputes with Bernard, but he wouldn't be the guy. He would not be the guy. Let's go to Mark. You're on WIP.
Hi, Howard.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Are you there?
Yes.
This is Mark, right?
This is Mark.
Okay, Mark. All right, go ahead.
Little background on me. I've been listening to you since you've been on the air, any air, and there are a lot of people out there that been listening to you that are older, like myself, and go way back with radio and sports.
Okay.
Specifically, I love the Phillies. Since
right, so what do you think about the Phillies right now?
Well, it's not the same, but, you know, I go back to the disaster in 1964 and even disasters before that. And also, I was a fan of the Sixers and the Eagles because my dad listened to, he listened when it was only radio, you know, before television.
Yep.
So we had the TV in the house. It was black and white, and Phils and Eagles on the radio or television.
Yeah, it's all good. So who's your most, the athlete that you think?
Well, revered in a good way, I'd say Mike Schmidt. In a terrible way, I'd say T.O. And, I mean, you could make the case for both of them.
Well, you got to pick one.
I'd say T.O. was more controversial, and it's been more recent. And, you know, everybody burned his jersey.
Put him on hold, Kyle, and because T.O. was both good and bad. That's the one guy I'm thinking they loved him and they despised him. Was there anybody else like that? Ben Simmons like that, but people were stupid thinking he was great. But you couldn't love him as a person because he had no personality. He had never had a personality. He had to buy one, and you got plenty of money to do it. Lisa, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good now here in South Philly.
Making that gravy, I'll bet.
So if I call it.
Yeah. Go ahead. So what's up? You want to talk about the Eagles?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. Is this Lisa, right?
Yes, Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. Okay, it's Lisa, right? Okay, Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah. I was going to go with the number of wins this year since Wentz is gone, thank God. I would say 9. And I picked for the, you know, the worst or best athlete. I did pick Reggie White, but I wanted to know if I could change it.
Well, go ahead. Reggie White's pretty good. Go
I'm
ahead.
Debating, wait. I'm debating. I like Aaron Dalton.
He wouldn't win. Lisa, he wouldn't win, but I appreciate the call. Aaron Dalton wouldn't win. Reggie White was a better choice. Let's go to John. You're on WIP.
Good morning, King. Just congratulations on the 35th anniversary. I think it had a call last week.
Thanks.
Just wanted to say I'm surprised how the Phillies are still in this race, and I just get sick to my stomach thinking, like, what if they would have gotten a couple more pitchers instead of re-signing the overrated JT Realmuto?
Yeah, I don't know what pitchers they could have gotten, but there was two bad signings. JT Realmuto for 5 years, a catcher who you knew physically or you should have known. First of all, he never had any other offers other than more than 3 years. That's a mistake. And listen, he's a good player because there's some questions about the way he calls the game. Offensively, he's good, not great. Defensively, not quite the same guy. And then D.D. Gregorius, and what a mistake that was.
Gotcha. And I'm just like, I just can't believe that the Sixers are so out of touch. They're like boys. They're not men. They're not mature. I don't get it. Even the coach.
Well, just, and they
it's
don't
a
care.
A bunch of boys. They're not men. They need
well, the ownership.
Care.
The ownership is not in Philadelphia. They're absentee ownership. Josh Harris obviously doesn't care about people when he lays off slash fires 17 people, one of them a 33-year-old employee. That's just bad. They are charging some exorbitant price for the Nets game, lower level, lower seats. And the ticket fee is like $275 for the fee to buy the ticket. After the ticket, some of those tickets are $1,475.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Can I give you my pick?
Yeah, sure.
I don't believe it's been said. I've been driving around, but Don McNabb, if you were to ask 30,000 people at a game, love or hate, they're going to go right down the middle. It's going to be, you know, right split right down the middle. Because
yeah, that's a good one, too. All right, hold
Don
on.
Don McNabb.
Hold on. All right.
Thanks.
All right, hold on. That's an interesting one. I guess you loved him at first, but then you turned on him really quick, right?
And, that debate's yeah. never going to go away. There's always the debate on that. Every time you listen to a show, it's
all right, hold
minutes.
On. Hold
okay,
on. You're in the mix there, genius. All right, 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence comes back. We'll have the take a look at the college football next week. We'll do that every week at this time when we come back. I'm Howard, and we'll get to your calls and some more. Somebody, is that guy from Buffalo called before? Is Buzz called before? Yeah, they got a good team up there, but he's probably not a Bills fan. WIP Sports Time. Here at the Borgata is 9:38. All right, here's what's happening at the Borgata. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa is giving you more, 10 times more. Earn 10 times slot dollars every Sunday in September by planning slots with your M-Life Rewards card between noon and 8 p.m. Now, don't miss the opportunity to win big on the hottest casino floor. It's in Atlantic City, and you can earn 10 times slot dollars every Sunday in September at Borgata. Your happy place is going to be 10 times happier. Visit theborgata.com for more details. 94 WIP on this Saturday, this Labor Day weekend. Yeah, this is the kind of like the last weekend. Just kind of like the last weekend of summer for a lot of people. But enjoy it. The weather should be really nice. And that will be a good thing. The Eagles, next week, the first game. We couldn't wait for it. After that preseason nonsense, boy, we couldn't wait. We just couldn't wait for that first game. And it's going to be here 8 days from now. All right, but today, a pretty good slate of college football. And with that, let's talk to Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you?
I can't believe we're talking college football again, Howard. It's been a long, long time since calls, but heck, we're going to play some football these days and keep our minds off the ugly virus that's going on out there.
Yeah, I know. It's just get the vaccine. That's all.
Yep.
Just get the vaccine. All right. So today is a pretty good slate of games. Give me a couple games that you like here.
I'm going to use two games that kind of sort of come out of what I call a redheaded stepchild theory that I use. And basically what it amounts to are these are smaller schools inside of big states that when the big Power Five teams inside those states recruit their athletes, they bypass these kids. And these kids come and play with a big chip on their shoulder when they take on these big boys. And the first one of which is going to be Central Michigan taking on Michigan. You know, they don't get, obviously, those players.
Western Michigan, you mean?
Or Western Michigan.
Right.
No, I'm sorry, yeah. What they do is they don't get the big boys or the players that they wanted. You know, they're going to the big schools instead.
Right.
And that really, really cripples football teams like that. And, you know, what you've got here is, in this world we're in today, all these returning starters, and we always talk about that in college football, there are 82 teams that have 17 or more returning starters coming back this year. That's incredible. And with
wow.
that, Yeah, with usually they're 16 or 17 or 82 because of this new pandemic waiver blanket rule they've got. Well, Western's one of those teams. Michigan is not. Michigan's sort of devoid on returning starters. Western Michigan has a bunch of those in that sense. You're going to get this big effort here out of Western Michigan here in this football game. And, you know, you're also talking about a team that's pretty well coached here in Western Michigan. They've been around the block before. They've done just that. All this pressure is on Jim Harbaugh right now, this football season coming into it. I'm going to play Western Michigan plus the points. There's a lot of points to be had in the football game.
All right. Who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Florida Atlantic taking on the Florida Gators down here in Florida. And Florida Atlantic's going to be a real nice under-the-radar football team this year. Willie Taggart finally came into his own last football season here, took this team to a really nice season last year. They come back with 20 starters back on this football team. Florida only has 9 starters. Florida was gutted last year. They lost a ton of talent in the draft last year. Only 9 starters come back here. You're taking 23.5 points with Florida Atlantic, who is going to come with fire in their eyes in this game here. I'm going to play Florida Atlantic for the second play on the card today.
All right. I'm going to ask you about Penn State because I think the coach is a fraud, although they have really good players. But I'm not sure Wisconsin was good. Are they still good enough to cover that number?
I think Wisconsin's going to be down a bit this year, Howard. This is a football team that was hit hard by graduation losses last year. And I think while I'm with you, I'm not a big James Franklin fan at all. He does have a ton of talent on this football team here. And they were really, really just, they were really leveled by COVID last year. They started out the football season 0-5, Penn State did, and they closed out like a freight train. They won and covered their final 4 football games of the year. And they've got a wealth of talent coming back, does this Penn State team here. Combination of returning starters, returning production, Penn State plus the points, I think they beat Wisconsin today.
Wow. And the other game is Alabama's 19.5 at Miami. Now, I know Miami is not what they used to be, but they're still a decent team. Is that number there because people are so enamored with Alabama and the number might just be too big?
Everybody is enamored with Alabama. What they did last year was really, really impressive. Yep. But I'm going to say this. What they did along the way last year is one thing they didn't do is they didn't play defense last year. They allowed 352 yards a game, which is really un-Saban-like for their defenses.
Right.
His other 5 championship teams all allowed 260 yards a game. Then they got beat up by the draft. 6 number one picks taken in the first round by the draft by Alabama here. Miami of Florida is loaded this football season here. They've got a ton of talent coming back. Manny Diaz, the head coach, is taking back the defensive coordinator reins for this football team here. That's going to really improve the team defensively. I think Miami will be in this game right down to the wire.
Okay, if people have interest in Mark's service, his number's still the same, right? 800-321-7777. And what's the place on the internet? What's the website?
Website is playbooksports.com. We added sports to the name, playbooksports.com.
Okay, cool. All right, next week. Now it starts for real next week because then we have pro football. And I'm interested, and we'll keep people guessing, what your thoughts are on the Eagles. Thanks, Mark, and have a great weekend.
Hey, Howard, enjoy the games. Be well and stay safe.
All right, you too. All right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what he thinks there. All right, let's take some calls quickly. Brian, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. This morning when I'm out for my walk, I heard you announce your topic. I didn't think anybody could win except for Mike Schmidt for both sides. I mean, it's the biggest body of work. He's been hated and he's been beloved.
I don't know that he was hated that much. I'll tell you a guy that's better on both sides or bigger on both sides, even though it was brief, was Terrell Owens.
Yeah, because I heard that. It just felt like it was a smaller body of work. I mean, for somebody to have to wear a wig to come out just to win the fans
back.
Yeah,
but that was because he just made some comment. But it's a good one. I'll say it's a good one. And it's close, but I don't think it would win, Brian.
Gotcha. All right.
But I appreciate you calling. Thanks, man. I really do appreciate you calling and participating to try to win that DeBruno's $100 gift certificate. Fran, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Love your show. I'm an 81-year-old grandmom who's making meatballs and listening to you every Saturday. I can't stand Simmons. I think he's a fraud, as you would say. The Phillies are on a roller coaster ride, so I don't know about them. Love the Eagles. They could do no wrong in my eyes.
Okay, so who's your
My pick play. Was T.O., but that was taken. Yeah. So Bernie Parent, I love him.
Yeah, he was loved, but that's way back. That's in, I'll say that's in your era.
Come and on,
that's
Howard.
No. He's. I love Bernie. I love Bernie. Love him. But not enough people know him as when he was a player and a person while he was a player. But
well,
I have one question for you.
Yes.
Okay. Is it gravy or tomato sauce?
It's gravy. I'm Italian.
Gravy's
not only brown.
If it's not brown, it's not. It's
because you're a Mittagon.
Yeah. Okay. Mittagon-ness. All right. See you, Fran. Fran. Let's go to Buzz in Buffalo. What's happening in Buffalo?
What's up, King?
Buzz?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm pacing. I'm already starting to pace, waiting for a week from tomorrow. Orchard Park, New York, the Pittsburgh Steelers come to town.
Oh, yeah. And, big first
and
game.
And it's going to be insane.
I know tickets are, it's the hottest ticket they've had in, 15, 20 years. That's a big ticket.
I looked on the secondary market, $215, the cheapest I could find, so I'll be watching it at home. But I do have a Philadelphia sports athlete that was both loved and hated, and if I happen to win, I would like to take the $100 gift certificate from the Bruno Brothers and donate it to the Brandywine animal shelter.
Brandywine SPCA. Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I make picks. The money that I get when people pay for the picks, I donate it to the Brandywine SPCA. And let me just say this about now that you brought this up, because of the hurricane and all the weather problems. There's a couple of SPCAs, Brandywine SPCA and Provident, that are taking in a lot of dogs and cats because they're just trying to find homes for them. And I feel so bad, and it's such an important thing. But who's your guy? Who's your player?
It's Randall Cunningham. Loved and hated.
Name.
And he even admitted that he was immature when he was in Philly.
Yeah.
He regretted that. And he was a terrific talent, though.
I'll put you in the mix. I'll put you in the mix, Buzz. And I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man. All right, Lou, go ahead. Give me one.
Hey, Howard, good morning. My person, Eric Lindros.
That's a good one, too. Damn.
Eric Lindros.
He was both. When they got him, it was a big deal. And then his personality just didn't mesh.
People loved and hated him even before he got here because he didn't want to sign with Quebec.
Yeah, but the people in Philadelphia don't care about Quebec.
No, I know.
There's not even a team up in Quebec anymore. Oh, you know, there's too many people speak French in Quebec. I'm only kidding. All right, hold on. You'll be in the mix, too. Boy, this is going to be a tough one. All right, Dan, you're the last. Oh, I was going to go to Dan, and I don't know what happened, but he got hung up on. All right, Kyle, this is, I know we kind of thought who the leader in the clubhouse was McNabb. Did you change your mind?
Nobody swayed me. I think it's still got to be McNabb.
Okay, and your reason?
Well, my reasoning is because to this day, he still has kind of a contentious relationship with Philly fans.
Yeah, he does. Number five will always love you. Do you have that in the mix there? Can you?
Oh, it's in there somewhere. Let me find it.
Well, that's all right. All right, let me just tell people. I want to thank Bill Matz, who does a great job here. Bill, we had a good buffet this morning. We had fun at the Borgata. Unfortunately, you got to go back home to Ava. I'm only kidding. She'll rip me for that. But everybody that listened to the show, I really do appreciate it. I always do. And the people that stop by here at the Borgata, I appreciate that too. Glenn and Ray are next. And I guess they're going to be talking a little football. And the Phillies will come up in the mix, too. Kyle, if you have that, McNabb, fine. If you don't.
Number five will always love you.
There you go. And who was the guy that had McNabb? Who was the person that had McNabb?
That was John and Cinnaminson.
Okay, John and Cinnaminson. You win the $100 gift certificate for the Bruno Brothers. You'll enjoy the food. If you ever get the catering, it's off the charts. You'll enjoy that. And if you ever get to the Wayne store, you'll enjoy all the stores. All right, thanks to everybody. Glenn and Ray are next. And thanks to the Borgata. WIP Sports Time is now 9:57. Hey, if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a taste cake, you're making a huge miscake. A melted milkshake, miscake. crumbly, sticky s'mores, a bigger Miss Cake, a worst Miss Cake of all, you resort to baking. And not Fran, because I know sure she bakes well, but baking could be part of it. If it's not tasty cake, however, it's a Miss Cake, because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. They're all so good. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.